I bring you greetings from Bethlehem. I want to tell you a story of something that happened so long ago, but so important. You see, at first, Caesar Augustus felt that it was good to have a census, to have a listing of the people. We all knew what that was about. It was about nothing more than counting how many folks there were so they could assess taxes, so that they could pay for the Roman government, not so they could bring us supplies and things, but so that they would continue to be there watching over us. As we were there, I was a shepherd, and we were out in the fields. And as we were out in the fields, I want to describe to you what our job was like. It was not a simple and easy job. People looked down upon us, and they didn't care about us, although we had a very important job. For you see, Bethlehem is not that far from Jerusalem. And we were in charge of all the sheep used in the temple for sacrifice. We had to watch over them and make sure that there was no disease, no health problems. And those that were born with problems, we got rid of. For you see, they only needed perfect sheep in the temple for sacrifices. And year after year, we were to watch after them. The job of a shepherd is not an easy thing. We're out in the field all the time, leading the sheep from one place to another. So we never really have a place to call home. We have to watch after the sheep, and the sheep are not the smartest of animals. They tend to go off by themselves and do their own thing. And each night we would have to count them and make sure they were all there. And if they were not, it was time for us to go and look and try to find where they were, to bring them all back together. And someone at night always had to stay awake to watch over the sheep, to make sure that nothing got a hold of them. It was a dirty job. It was a hard job. It was a necessary job. But people didn't care about us. They didn't care as we traveled from place to place. As long as we brought only the good sheep to the priest, they were happy. You see, because of this census, because of this listing of all the peoples and all the families, there were lots of people in Bethlehem. Lots of folks have come in because everyone had to go to their town of registry, the town where their family came from. And they would come in, and as they spent time there, all the rooms were filled everywhere. There were people disturbing the sheep. So we stayed a little bit further out that night. And as we were there, all of a sudden this bright light comes from the sky, and it's very hard for us to see. And we realize that it is an angel. And in our understanding, when you see the presence of God or God's messengers, it means death for you. So we were terribly afraid. We were terribly afraid about what was going on. For you see, around the angel was the Shekinah of God. And the Shekinah of God was spreading out and farther and wide. And the very first thing that the angel said to us was, "Do not be afraid." It didn't really calm our fears that much. But those are the first words we heard. And then the angel said, "Do not fear, because today, this very day, I bring you good news that will be glad tidings for all people. For the whole world, the Savior has been born. You will know it when you walk into town and find the place where there is a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And as we considered that for a moment, we wondered. And then all of a sudden, there was a whole cloud of hosts. The host of angels were there, and they were all singing, "Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth to those who God favors. It was amazing. We have a story now that the Savior has been born. The long-awaited promise from David. The Savior, the Christ, the Messiah, is born. No sooner did they finish singing than as they finished singing, they all disappeared. I don't know about you, but we all sat there very quietly. Was this real? Did it really happen? Or are all of us so tired that we thought we saw something that didn't really exist? Josiah was the first one to speak up. He said, "What do you say? Why don't we go into town and see what's going on and what's happening, and let's see this event itself? For the angel has told us where to find it. The angel has told us to find this event in a manger with a baby wrapped in clothing." So we all decided to follow Josiah. As we went into town, there were people everywhere. And we went from stable to stable, looking to find this event, this wonderful and powerful thing. Imagine our surprise when we come upon it and we see this child. It's so hard to imagine that God would come into our world as a child. That God would come into our world. Why would God not come as a grown person already? But God comes as a child. And as we watch the child laying there in the manger, just considering what the angel has told us, and we share with the child's parents about what the angel has said to us, about how this is the Messiah. This is the Christ. This is the one. This is the one we've been waiting for many years. We tell Joseph and Mary all about it and what the angel has said, and said, "Your child. Your child is the one who will grow up to be our Savior." We stay there with them for a while, just kind of soaking in the moment, just kind of understanding what's going on and what's happening, just seeing deeply about this event and the peace and the comfort that surrounded this whole event. And then we decide to leave. And once we leave the manger itself, we're not quiet. We're going all throughout about town, and we're talking to everyone we can see. And we're telling them what we've just experienced, about how the angels came and the Shekinah of God was there. The very glory of God was there. And as we're describing it to people, I know as they look at us, they're wondering, really? Is this what this is about? The shepherds find out first. The shepherds are the one that the story comes to. But please, don't ever forget, King David was a shepherd too. And this is his lineage. And we follow in his steps, watching after the sheep for the temple. What a great and wonderful thing that God could tell us. And as we go about town telling people and sharing with folks here and there and everywhere, they're all wondering, is it true that the Messiah, the Christ, has been born? Is it true? For you see, each one of us needs to make a decision. Each one of us needs at some point in time to come to the manger and to see this Christ child and to allow this Christ child to come into our hearts. And what a glorious moment it was that night. Not just to see the angels, but to see the peace of the child lying in the manger. How about you? Have you come to the place where you've stood before the manger and realized what God has done? That God has left all the glory of heaven behind to come and live upon the earth and trust in us to take care of this child and raise this child up to be our Savior. How about you? Have you come to that point? Do you know this child personally? And do you know what this child became? And how this child became the Jesus who taught, the Jesus who shared, the Jesus who healed, the Jesus who hung upon the cross to die for us. The Jesus that was resurrected from the grave. What a glorious thing it is. Hope that you will come one day very personally and very deeply to the manger and that you will see that child that way and you will allow that child into your heart to grow into the man that became our Savior. Let us pray. Gracious and almighty Lord, how amazing it is what you've done for us. Lord, we can read the hymn in the second chapter of Philippians that Paul wrote for us, where it says that Jesus Christ understood that it was a very hard thing to grasp a hold of who God is. And that he left behind all of his blessings, all of the glory. He left behind all of his promises, all of his inheritance. And he came to walk upon this earth just as we walk. And Lord, it's hard for us to grab a hold of this little child and hold it in our arms. And realize that it was a very conscious decision to come here for us. And because of that, Lord, you have raised him above all people, all things, all creation. And it says that one day every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that this is the Christ who died for us. And was resurrected to live again. Lord, we thank you for the story. We thank you that it has been passed down through the ages that we might grab a hold of it and that we might learn from it and that maybe we too could stand in the place of the shepherd. And be overwhelmed by the glory of God. And be overwhelmed by the incredibleness of God in the manger. Lord, help us that we might know a very deep meaning for Christmas. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.